Hi, my name's Joy and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey,
I'm going to tell a little part of my story that explains my perspective and how my life was affected by shame. When I was asked to speak, I was told the topic was also shame and I'm not good enough. And, you know, looking back at my life, that was one of the biggest themes that I realized affected me. Growing up, feeling like I wasn't good enough because I'm not skinny, which goes back to about age 7. My mom was bulimic. She still is bulimic. I didn't know this until I was in high school, though, and when I found, or in college, and when I found this out, I thought, oh, that explains so much of my childhood. She never said anything like, you're fat, you need to go on a diet, you need to exercise, but every day it was comments like, do you know how many calories that has? I can't believe you're going to eat all of that. And, you know, she never came right out and said the words, you're not good enough because you're not skinny, but that's what I heard every day of my life growing up. Every day of my life growing up, what I remember is my mom being on a diet. She is a size 4. My mom is 70 years old today. She's still a size 4, and she's still on a diet every day of her life. So growing up, thinking in my head that I'm not good enough because I'm not skinny, I literally grew up thinking that I was fat, and I look back at photos of my childhood, and, you know, I may have needed to lose 5 pounds, but I wasn't fat. But that is really what I thought. You know, for 18 years growing up, I thought I was fat. So at this young age, I had this emptiness and this hole that I was trying to fill with outside approval and outside validation. I would go on diets so that I would get praise from my mom, because I knew that was something that mattered to her a lot. And I've had conversations with my mom about this, and I know that growing up, there were lots of times that she praised me for other things in my life. But it's like when you are running late for something and you're driving down the street, the only thing you can remember is how many red lights you hit. Does anybody count the green lights? No, I don't know how many green lights I went through, but I hit 5 red lights because I was late for work. So all I ever heard was, you're not good enough because you're not skinny. So I was, from a young age, always seeking validation from an outside source. When I was 15 years old, I had my first boyfriend, and for the first time in my life, I was finally good enough for somebody. And I found my first fix, and that was, I was able to fill that emptiness and that hole with the outside validation from a man. I was raised in a religion that prohibited sex before marriage and prohibits alcohol ever at all. They just, you know, don't believe in drinking. So when I had sex with my boyfriend at age 15, because I finally felt accepted and I, you know, wanted his love and affection, that is when the shame and guilt started even more, because, you know, I grew up in this religion and I thought God hated me, and if my parents knew I was having sex, they would disapprove and I wouldn't have their approval anymore. And so I started to hide things. I, you know, hid my relationship with my boyfriend from my parents because I still wanted their approval very badly. And, you know, it leads up to when I was 36 years old and started drinking, and I was hiding that from my family, also from my husband, from my kids. And I remember as a kid hiding food because we never had, you know, snacks or anything sugary or like that in my house. And I remember hiding food in my room. And then, you know, I'm 15 years old and I'm having sex with my boyfriend and I'm hiding that from my parents. And when I start drinking at age 36, I was hiding that from everybody. And, you know, a lot of shame and guilt came along with that. So looking back at my life, I realized that my whole life I was always looking for validation from an outside source to make me feel good about myself. It never occurred to me to work on myself and that loving myself would be the answer to being good enough. And it wasn't until I went to rehab the first time when I was 37 that I was able to look at the underlying issues of my life and why did I feel like I wasn't good enough? Why did I grow up with all the shame and guilt and hiding things because I always wanted outside approval? At age 36, my third marriage was falling apart, and that's when I found alcohol, and it was the solution to my problems because, you know, after the third marriage and I still wasn't good enough because it was falling apart and I wasn't getting the approval from my husband that I needed, alcohol numbed those feelings, and I didn't have to feel like I wasn't good enough anymore and that I was a failure. And for about 6 months, it was the solution. And for me, my story is I only drank alcohol for a year, and I was a full-blown alcoholic. I remember at the end of my drinking, being really drunk one night and getting out a dictionary, because this was before everybody had a smartphone and you could look stuff up on your phone. And I got out a dictionary, totally drunk, and looked up the word drunk and looked up the word alcoholic, because I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just knew that I woke up every morning and thought, I am never gonna do that again. That was so awful. And then 10 minutes later, as I'm, you know, ready for work, driving to work, I'm already thinking, can I get off work early? Can I call my patients to come in early so I can get off? I need to get to the liquor store, and that's all I thought about for 8 hours every day. And so I knew there was something wrong with me because I wanted to stop drinking, but I didn't know what was wrong with me. things that I've learned in recovery that these past 7 or 8 years that have helped me feel like I am good enough, or just that I'm okay with me, is that I need to work on myself and love myself, and that's the only way that I am going to feel good enough. Seeking validation from an outside source to make me feel better about me is never going to make me whole and never going to get rid of the guilt and shame. And I'm so thankful that when I first went to my outpatient treatment in Price, that they introduced me to 12-step meetings, because that's where I eventually, 3.5 years ago, when I got out of rehab for the last time, I found a sponsor, and I worked the steps with her, and she helped me work through the shame and guilt. She helped me to know what I needed to do on a daily basis to feel good enough. And one of those things is being in touch with my higher power and knowing that he loves me and not feeling shame and guilt because I'm smoking a cigarette or because I'm having sex with my boyfriend, because that is really what I thought growing up. Like, God hates me and he doesn't want to have anything to do with me. But I'm thankful that I found the rooms of AA and I got to choose a higher power of my own understanding, and I know that no matter what, he loves me. I also do positive affirmations every day, and that's another thing that helps me to feel good enough. And one of the things that I assign to a lot of my sponsees who struggle with guilt and shame and not feeling good enough and not loving themselves is looking in the mirror every morning, looking at yourself and saying out loud, I love you, 20 times in the mirror. And I do it myself because if it's something that I'm going to assign to my sponsees, you know, it's something that I need to be willing to do. And on the days that I do that, I feel good enough. And I am good enough, and I love myself. And I'm thankful that 3.5 years ago, when I got out of rehab for the third time, that I finally took that suggestion and got a sponsor and worked through the steps with her, and she helped me to realize that I am good enough and that I'm okay. And that's all I have. I'm Joy. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you.